Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello, and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour, and this week we're featuring a film called Elizabethtown from 2005. This is an American romantic tragicomedy film written and directed by Cameron Crowe. The story follows a young shoe designer, Drew Baylor, who is fired from his job after costing his company an industry record of nearly $1 billion. On the verge of suicide, Drew receives a call from his sister telling him that their father has died while visiting their former hometown of Elizabethtown in Kentucky. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Let me tell you about my day.
You're about to lose this company. $972 million.
I'm sorry.
I got fired by a Phil.
I cry a lot lately.
I got dumped by an Ellen.
Do you love me?
Yes.
Good. I'll call.
And then, when things couldn't get any worse.
Drew, it's your sister. I have some really bad news.
I'll bring him home.
Louisville, Kentucky, huh? Home isn't your family.
My dad.
He's okay, right?
He's...
You look just like your daddy.
We hope you're going to stay for a while.
Uncle Mitch always wanted us to meet. Everybody says we look alike.
Weird, huh? Like looking in a mirror. This is your blood.
Life and death and life right next door to each other.
Right here is your grandfather.
He had three nipples.
He had three nipples.
Hello?
Hello, stranger.
Wait a second. I'll be right back. Hello?
You have to come home. She's out of control.
You will not defeat me.
We're gonna make it.
I need to call you right back.
No problem. Just dial hell and I'll answer.
We were actually gonna drive down here together. We were supposed to get to know each other better as adults next year.
Someone dug a hole 6 long, feet in the ground.
I have this thing for you. It's a very unique map. It's for your road trip home. Roll down your window. This is your life. Let's do something interesting with it.
We should have taken this trip years ago.
I like you.
What?
I think you should eat something.
Please don't take this as rejection.
I really don't.
Well, deciding to postpone his suicide and bring their father's body back to Oregon, he then becomes involved in an unexpected romance with Claire Colborne, whom he meets near the start of his journey. The film stars Orlando Bloom, Kirsten Dunst, Alec Baldwin, and Susan Sheridan, so it's got a pretty decent cast. Let's kick things off with a great track from Tom Petty. Learning to fly, nonetheless. This is The Director's Cut with me, Alan T.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world gets still. I'm learning to fly. But I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days,
may not return. And the rocks might melt, and the sea may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Yeah, great sound from Tom Petty there. The Traveling Wilburys sound, that is indeed. Well, the film premiered in September of 2005 at the Venice Film Festival and was released worldwide on October 14th. It didn't do too well, and it received generally negative reviews from critics on Rotten Tomatoes. Well, as I say, the soundtrack is far better than the movie. The plot: Drew Baylor is a shoe designer for Mercury, a global sportswear company, when his latest shoe meant to be a great life accomplishment is found to have a flaw. It cost the company $972 million, and Drew is shamed by his boss Phil, who's played by Alec Baldwin, before he is asked to speak to the press. His future unknown and likely finished at Mercury. So let's have some more music now. James Brown is in it. Let's have this one. This is Yeah, That's Life.
Down in me, but I know I'm gonna change that tune. wouldn't let me buy it. If I didn't think it was worth a try. I rolled myself up in a big ball.
Facto theme tune, I suppose, called Elizabeth Town from the movie. Well, disappointed in his failure and the subsequent breakup with his fair-weather office girlfriend, Ellen, Drew stacks his expensive clothes and other valuables on the street for scavengers to take, then prepares to commit suicide. Well, he stops at the last moment to answer a persistent phone caller who turns out to be his sister, Heather, telling him that his father, Mitch, has died while visiting family in Elizabethtown, as I alluded to on the opening at this program. Okay, let's have some more music. This is McFly. A bit of Walking in the Sun is going on here.
For a walk in the sun. last tune. All I know is the S is in the end. Such a long, long way to go. Where I'm going, I don't know. I'm just following the road for a walk in the sun. For a walk in the sun.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back as we continue with our look at the movie. Well, we listen to the music from the film Elizabethtown. Well, on the flight to Kentucky, Drew meets flight attendant Claire, who is managing the almost completely emptied 747 to make her shift easier. She strikes up a conversation with Drew and invites him to move up to first class seating. Yeah, why not? Well, depressed about his work failure, he tries to ignore the quirky Claire, who has nothing to do on this flight except talk to him and necessarily about Kentucky, and alludes to her boyfriend Ben, who is a workaholic. At the end of the trip, Claire gives him a paper with directions, helpful tips, and her phone number to help him get to his destination before they part. Drew dismisses Claire, who seems to be trying to get the last of his attentions as he seeks the airport exit. They're the Hombres, and let it out. This is a great intro.
I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve. No barking by the sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about, it's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Your baby up leg, eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Great track, that's the title.
Let it all hang out.
Indeed it is. Well, arriving in Elizabethtown, Drew is met by the family. He makes arrangements to, well, for cremation at his mother's request, despite the family's objections, while staying at a hotel where a raucous bachelor party and wedding reception is being held. Drew calls his mother and sister, then his ex Ellen, as he struggles with boredom and depression. Finally, he calls Claire. That's the air hostess, played by Kirsten Dunst, by the way, who's also alone because Ben is away working and they talk for hours, and she impulsively suggests they meet at sunrise before she has to depart on a flight to Hawaii. They have a quiet, platonic moment, and then they part ways as she leaves for her trip. Aww. This is more great music from the film, which is not so good. It's the same in any language. That's the title.
The same in any language.
from Helen Stella and This Time Around. Well, Drew struggles between his family members and his mother's demands regarding burial arrangements. His mother is manically attempting self-improvement to compensate by the loss of her husband. Well, Claire suddenly appears at the hotel, claiming Drew's needs for help outweigh her needs for a tropical vacation. Ooh. They tour various parts of Kentucky, and she helps him at the funeral home, picking out the urn and keeping Drew emotionally on track. Wow. Here are the Killers. All these things that you've done.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Well, during a post-dinner discussion with the older family, Drew sees the stovetop flame and panics about the cremation. Rushing to the funeral home, he's too late to stop his father's cremation. Solemn, he takes the urn back to the hotel where Claire has crashed the bachelorette party. Things lead to their physical conclusion in his hotel room, but Drew is still wrapped up in his job and self-pity, and they part on strange terms. Oh, here's Tom Petty's second track, Square One, here on The Director's Cut. Music from the movie Elizabethtown.
Had to find some higher ground. Had some fear to get around. You can say what you don't know. Later on won't work no more. Last time through I hit my tracks. So well I could not get back. Yeah, my way was hard to find. Can't sell your soul for peace of mind. Square one, my slate is clear. Rest your head on me, my dear. It took a world of trouble. It took a world of tears. It took a long time to get back here. Try so hard to stand alone. Struggle to see past my nose. Always had more dogs than bones. I could never wear those clothes. Satisfied, but it never came across. Square one, my slate is clear. Rest your head on me, my dear. It took a world of trouble, took a world of tears, took a long time to get back here.
Another track to come from him with his Heartbreakers next. Well, Holly and Heather arrive for the service, but Holly, with newfound self-confidence, makes a breakthrough with the family with a stand-up comedy routine and a farewell tap dance to Mitch. Claire arrives and tells Drew to take a final trip with her father, giving him a binder box with customized itineraries and a mix CDs for the road trip. Ah. The music continues now with Wheat.
Thank you. guess I hold you right, nice and tight to me. Most times, on a kind it's based on me, not selfish greed.
Don't I Hold You, from Weeks. Well, before I close out the plot, let's have a bit more music from Elton John. My Father's Gun takes us up to the break.
Gun. We dug a shallow grave beneath the sun. I laid his broken body down below the southern land. It wouldn't do to bury him where any Yankee stands. Take my horse and I ride the northern plain to wear the color of the grays and join the fight again. Why not rest until I know the cause is fallen one? From this day on until I die, where my father's gone. I'd like to know where the riverboat sails tonight, to New Orleans, while that's your final ride. Cause there's fighting there and the company needs men. So slip us a rope, sail on round to bed. As soon as this is over, we'll go home to plant the seeds of justice in our bones, to watch the children growing, there'll be laughter when the bells of freedom ring. I'd like to know where the riverboat sails tonight, to New Orleans, while that's your final ride. Cause there's fighting there and the company needs men. Sail on round the bay.
Great track from Elton John, My Father's Gun. We're going to finish the plot and have a chat about how well the film did or didn't do after this.
TRE.
Is your financial planning in order? Don't leave it to chance. Talk to Blevins Franks today for answers to these questions and more. Are you protecting against long-term inflation? What currency should your savings be in? Are your investments tax efficient? How easily can your assets be passed to your heirs? What's the best option for your UK pensions? Blevins Franks has been providing trusted financial advice for almost 50 years. To contact your local advisors, visit blevinsfranks.com.
Hi, it's Anthony here. Did somebody say, just pawn it?
TRE, your voice in Spain.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. Drew follows Claire's map home, spreading his father's ashes at memorable destinations along the way until he reaches the world's second longest farmer's market in Nebraska. Well, there, a series of notes and clues give him a choice to either follow the map home or go to a new direction, searching for the girl in the red hat. He finds Claire, they kiss, and Drew realizes he loves her. There you go. Here's Catherine Edwards, and this is called Summer Long on the Director's Cut with the movie Elizabethtown.
I won't stay.
Kathleen Edwards and Summer Long. Well, that's about it from me. Thanks so much indeed for your company today. Just to let you know that Rotten Tomatoes gave the film a 28% approval rate, and they said that the story of a floundering shoe designer who returns home to a family tragedy gets lost in undeveloped plot lines and lackluster performances. What a shame. Let's go out with a great piece of music now from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and this is It's All Work Out. It'll all work out. Yeah, I hope so. Take care. Thanks to Mally for her help as usual. Enjoy the music and enjoy your week. Bye for now.
She wore faded jeans and soft black leather. She had eyes so blue, they looked like weather. When she needed me, I wasn't around. That's the way it goes. It'll all work out. There were times apart, there were times together. I was pledged to her for worse or better.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.